कृष्णं स्वरूपाय न कल्पते वा
कृष्णं स्वरूपाय न कल्पते वा
यः स्वीयपारक्य विभिन्न भाव समक् प्रपद्येत यथा विमूढ विद्वान् पीतं जनुजा कुटुम्बम् कृष्णन् स्वलोकाय न कल्पते वै यस्वीयपारक्य विभिन्न भावस्य समक् प्रपद्येत यथा विमूढ
Vidwan,
knowing
the inconvenience of material existence,
especially in household life.
Although
itam thus.
Danuja,
O sons of demons.
Kutumbam,
the family members. Or extended family members. Like one's community, society. Nation or union of nations. Pushnan. Providing with all the necessities of life. Svalokaya.
In understanding himself.
Na. Not.
Kalpate.
Capable.
Vai.
Indeed.
Yah.
He who.
Sviya.
My own.
Parakya.
Belonging to others.
Vibhinna.
Separate.
Havaha.
Having a conception of life.
Tama.
Nothing but darkness.
Prapadyeta.
Enters.
Yatha.
Just as.
Vimudha.
A person without education.
Or one who is like an animal.
Translation. Oh, my friends, sons of demons, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider, this is mine, and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Purport. In human society, there are attempts to educate the human being. But for animal society, there is no such system, nor are animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and unintelligent men are called vimudha, or ignorant, bewildered, whereas an educated person is called vidvan. The real vidvan is one who tries to understand his own position within this material world. For example, when Sanatan Goswami submitted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, Kayami, Kenayamai Jare Tapatrai. In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence. This is the process of education. If one does not ask, who am I? What is the goal of my life? But instead, follows the same animal propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of his education? As discussed in the previous verse, a living being is entrapped by his fruitive activities, exactly like a silkworm trapped in its own cocoon. Foolish persons are generally encaged by their fruitive actions, or karma, because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. Such attracted persons become involved in society, community, and nation, and waste their time, not having profited from having obtained human forms. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, great leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists are all engaged in foolish activities, thinking, this is mine and this is yours. The scientists invent nuclear weapons, and collaborate with the big leaders to protect the interests of their own nation or society. In this verse, however, it is clearly stated that despite their so-called advanced knowledge, they actually have the same mentality as cats and dogs. As cats, dogs, and other animals, not knowing their true interest in life, become increasingly involved in ignorance, the so-called educated person, who does not know his own self-interest or the true goal of life, becomes increasingly involved in materialism. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Specifically, at a certain point, one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. This is further discussed in the following verses.
Can I explain? Somebody of you can explain.
This verse? In the material... In the material world, one who is vidvan means one who possesses knowledge. But one who possesses material knowledge, if he still makes the discrimination between, this is svīya parakya vibhinna bhavas, who has the makes a discrimination vibhinna, a division between this is mine and this is yours, he sees everything in society as a competition. This belongs to me. This belongs to you. Instead of having the conception of Ishavasya, that everything belongs to Krishna, everything is pervaded by Krishna, everything is created by Krishna, everything is controlled by Krishna, therefore everything is to be enjoyed by Krishna. This is the process of analysis, that because everything is created by God, everything is controlled by God, therefore everything should be enjoyed by God. But if he does not have that conception, and he thinks that I, by the sweat of my brow, have produced this, that I am controlling it, that I have it under my control, even for a limited time, and therefore I can enjoy it, and you are enjoying something, and I am enjoying something, and I should be envious after what you have, and you should be envious after what I have. This conception of life, this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider this is mine and that is for others. And therefore, individually and collectively, among ourselves having this conception and among nations having this conception, that the vidvan, or the learned people in society, which today are the scientists, using their knowledge, whatever their knowledge they have, using that for the same conception, instead of for realizing the glories of God, who is controlling everything, trying to realize the glories of me, who am controlling a part of it, and you, who are controlling another part of it, and then making a division and a clash. Competition, war, competition among ourselves individually, capitalism, communism, and among ourselves collectively, national wars, international wars. Such a person is in an animal conception, vimudha, is said to be bewildered. So there are two things here, vidvan, educated, very intelligent, and vimudha, or very stupid, unintelligent. So even though one possesses all material knowledge, if his knowledge is used for the wrong end, if it is used to advance oneself in the material conception of life instead of the spiritual, divisive instead of unifying by understanding the supreme control of God over everything, Krishna conscious, Ishavasya, then he is said to be vimudha, stupid. They are unable to take to spiritual knowledge, instead they are bewildered and overcome by tamak prapadyeta, yata vimudha. So, providing with all necessities of life, using his education, kutumbam, for supplying the family members, instead of tamak prapadyeta yata vimudha. He enters darkness just like a animal or a stupid person.
We have seen practically in India during the partition days when the Britishers left India, they gave a parting kick by dividing Pakistan and India. So I have seen in my own eyes there was fighting between the Hindus and Muslims for at least 1 week in Calcutta, and heaps of dead body there. So the fighting was between Hindu and Muslim, but when they died, the dead body is piled up and it was taken for burning or to throwing away. So the land remained there, and these people fighting between themselves that this is mine, this is mine, they finished their life. The land remained where it was there. So this is called illusion. Aham mameti, it is mine, it is yours. Janasammohoyam aham mameti. Why they should think like that? Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita, he says that sarva yonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mudra. All the forms of different grades of life sarva yonishu kaunteya sambhavanti mudra. Dasang mahajjani. The material world is the mother and I am the father. Very simple understanding. Everything is grown from the material nature. Our life is also from there. The grass is growing, and the grass is eaten by the animals, and then the animals beget another animals. All vegetables we also eat, and by eating we live, then by eating we get our stamina, then we beget another children, another child. So actually we are born, every one of us born and nourished by this material nature. This is a fact one can see. So who is the father? The mother is there, material nature. And we are children there. So there must be father. So the father's property everyone can enjoy. Tena taktena bhunjitha, just like this children, father, mother, whatever, many a child, you eat it. Similarly, if we think in that philosophy, our process, this deity worship, the father or the supreme maintainer gives us prasad, we take it. Actually, fruits, flowers or grains, it is given by Krishna. We cannot produce it. So, how nice system it is, that Krishna, it is yours. You have given us. So first of all, you eat. This is love. Krishna is not hungry. Krishna can have a sumptuous food. He is the maintainer of everyone. So this is how good feeling, very reasonable. Any man with some sense, you take it very seriously. Yes, everything given by God, Krishna. So let us offer it first of all to Krishna, and There is no fear that Krishna will eat everything and then we shall have nothing to eat. It is not like that. Krishna's eating is a different way. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. We sing this song every day. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. Pasyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti ananda chinmaya sadujjara vigrahasya govindamadi purusam damam maja. Krishna can eat anywhere. Just like we can eat only putting the foodstuff to the mouth. No, Krishna can eat even by seeing. So ikhata, in the Vedic version, it is said, simply Krishna put his glance over material nature and she produced so many children. Sa ikhata, sa jayata. That is God. He can do everything by every limb of the body. We can simply see with eyes, but Krishna, by seeing, she can make pregnant. This is Krishna. This is called angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. That is called all power. Just like Brahma. Brahma was born from the lotus flower, grown from the navel of Mahavishnu, Garbhadukshaya Vishnu. And Mother Lakshmi is engaged in giving massage to Garbhadukshaya Vishnu. You have seen the picture. But Krishna, without taking help of Goddess of Fortune, he begot Brahma. This is angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti. We beget a child through the help of the wife, but Mahavishnu, Garbhadukshaya Vishnu, although the wife is there, he did not take any help from the wife, but he begot it. So, we should always remember that Krishna is all-powerful, he is the Supreme Father, and he is the Supreme Proprietor, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Mahisharam. The best life is to remain under the protection of Krishna. Avasya rakhive Krishna vishyasapal. Rakhishyati iti vishyasapalana. This is called surrender. The Krishna will give me protection. And Krishna also promises, kunteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasati. Krishna is giving protection to everyone, without even being devotee. And one who becomes devotee, how much care is taken by Krishna, just imagine. Samoham sarva-bhuteshu nami desyasya na priya jetu bhajanti manga pritya teshu teva. Every Krishna, God is every kind to everyone, merciful. But one who has engaged himself in the service of Krishna, he takes special care for him. So we should not miss this opportunity of life and deviate from devotional service and make our life cumbrous, again fall into the same material existence, ahangvameti, this is my, this is, no, everything is Krishna. I am Krishna, everyone is Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. Let us behave in that way, then our life is successful. Thank you very much.